Support for this radio station is provided in part by Ballroom Marfa, who invites you for the opening weekend of their fall visual arts exhibition, Autobody. That'll be on September 30th. Curated by Neville Wakefield, Autobody explores the mythology of the American automobile. The weekend includes an opening reception on Friday, September 30th at 6 p.m. with a performance by metal guitarist Mick Barr. That's followed later that evening with a community dinner at the Capri in Marfa with a performance by all-female mariachi band Mariachi Las Alteñas. For more information, you can visit ballroommarfa.org. I'm Rachel Lindley. This is Talk at 10. And we actually have one of the members of Mariachi Las Alteñas on the line with us today. And she'll be our guest on the program. Sandra Gonzalez, thank you. And thanks for joining us on Talk at 10.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Mariachi Las Alteñas has been around since 2002. You're 10 women who work together in this mariachi group. And there actually aren't that many all-female mariachi groups. So I was kind of wondering how you came to mariachi and how you started this group.
Thank you. Well, many of us have been with our family in some way and have played mostly with men, starting with me with my father, or some of the girls started with a school program and started middle school, junior high, that kind of thing, and they have the school program there. And then Valerie just decided that it would be best for all of us girls to get together and show our talent all together, and she did that. She just decided to form the group, and all the members all just decided, yes, I'd like to be in an all-female group. And it took a real good hold. It really did well in San Antonio.
you are from San Antonio, and you mentioned, yes, Valerie there. That's Valerie Vargas. She's a sort of the musical director of the group?
Yeah, well, she is the founder of the group, and okay, so she's the director of the group. She owns the group, basically, put it together, and so she's the business mind of it all.
And you have performed many places. There's actually a wealth of videos of Mariachi Las Alteñas on YouTube. Some of your various performances throughout the country. You've played all over America, and you're one of the primary vocalists. I've noticed from these videos.
I do sing quite a bit, but there is several of us that do sing in the group. We not only play our instruments, but yes, we do sing.
So let me know a little more about the 10 women that make up the mariachi group. And of course, it's singers, but also the traditional instrumentation, violin, guitar, and trumpet as well.
Yes. We have our trumpet players. Some of them play music only exclusively, but we do have a band director in the group. And then we have students. Several of the girls in the mariachi group are attending a university, well, actually in San Marcos, and that's on the outskirts of San Antonio, that has a music program with a focus on mariachi, and it's a bachelor's degree, and we have several of them that attend. And then we have an orchestra director that's also in the group, and Mallory Vargas herself, she just received her bachelor's degree, but in business. and I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. So we all have something that we do along with playing music. Also, it's our second job, but our first love, I guess, that we have with the group.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Sandra Gonzalez of Mariachi Las Alteñas. They'll be performing on Friday as part of the opening for Ballroom Marfa's Autobody show. That's during a community dinner, which will be at the Capri in Marfa, which is on Highway 90. It's free, open to the public, and everyone's invited. And let's get a little taste of what we have in store for us. So we're going to play some of your music right now, and then Sandra will be back to talk more with you.
Great, thank you.
This is Mariachi Las Alteñas on KRTS Marfa Public Radio.
muy lejos de ti.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última.
Besame Mucho from Mariachi Las Alteñas, and they will be performing a free performance as part of Ballroom Marfa's Auto Body. That's this Friday at the Capri in Marfa in the evening, part of a community dinner that Ballroom Marfa is having, and everyone's invited. For more information, you can visit ballroommarfa.org. We're joined on the line now by Sandra Gonzalez. She is one of the members of the Mariachi group. Hi again, Sandra.
Hi there, Rachel. Nice. Thank you for having me.
And you're one of the singers in the group. We heard you on that track.
Yes. There is 1, 2, 3. Yes, three of the girls also singing on that track as well.
And as we were saying earlier, y'all have traveled all around the U.S., including something that I was watching. On YouTube, in December 2009, you were chosen to represent San Antonio on Good Morning America. They were doing something like every city was designing a window. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. They at the time they featured Las Vegas. They featured San Antonio, and it was basically the design of a window. And what they did was invite the mayor of our city, Julian Castro, and then invited us as well. And all we did is basically do an intro onto the city, and we performed in our red. We have red trajes or red outfits that we wear, and it was at Christmas. And so it was representing San Antonio, and the mayor introduced the city, and it showed the window. It was really nice. It was just such an honor to go out there.
So was it a little nerve-wracking being on live national television like that?
Yes, just a little, yes. People were great. They were so nice. And it was really, humbling. It really was. Very nice to represent San Antonio, but just New York was great. It was beautiful.
And y'all have excellent live performances. Again, there are many videos of the group performing online if one was interested in checking them out before the show. And it's true what you say on your website, that you animate audiences to applaud with joy and emotion. There's so much emotion and energy in the music and in the performance. And I can see why you have won so many distinctions. And you've also competed in the Mariachi USA Festival in Hollywood for several years. What is it like to compete in a festival like that against many other mariachi groups, especially as an all-female group?
Oh, yes. It is along with very, very talented people from around the United States. There are mariachi groups that are all male. They're from California, and they are just fabulous. And there is another mariachi from California that's all female, and they are just top. So when we get to go out there and get to perform alongside them, it's kind of a festival that the producer, who, as a matter of fact, she just took us to Las Vegas last weekend, and we performed in Las Vegas as part of Mariachi USA. And we just returned from there, but she's the producer the producer for Mariachi USA, and takes us over there to Hollywood Bowl to perform there. It's a very popular show in California, very popular. So it's really amazing for us. We are very honored to do that.
The group is made up of 10 women from San Antonio. And as you said, you all have other day jobs, but being in the mariachi group is your first love. So everyone does make the time to do all this traveling and these playing at these conventions and these competitions.
Yes, we try our best. We try to schedule around our work, and we have many rehearsals we have to do as well during the week. And most of our performances are on the weekend, so luckily we are able to do many of them without a problem. So.
You know, I'm originally from the Midwest, and I noticed that you'd played a lot in the Midwest, Ohio, Wisconsin, Chicago. What is it like bringing the mariachi music to those parts of the country?
Oh, that's really nice. People are so, that have never heard a mariachi group before, for instance, they are really, they're surprised with it. They really enjoy it. So many people come up to us and say, you know, I didn't understand a single thing you said, but we loved it. Because a lot of people do not understand the language. They don't. But we're all about smiling and performing and bringing in the crowd to enjoy it. So they do. They really do enjoy it.
And you also were part of the Go Tejano Mariachi Invitational, and y'all won first place in 2009 and 2010 for Best Mariachi Group. So congratulations as well.
Thank you. That was very nice. They really liked the group out there.
Well, it's certainly exciting to have a all-female mariachi group, especially of this caliber, out in West Texas. Again, they'll be performing on Friday at the Capri Event Space in Marfa as part of Ballroom Marfa's Auto Body. For more information, you can visit Ballroom Marfa's website. That's ballroommarfa.org. And we're going to hear one more, and then we'll be back with a bit more from Sandra. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Mariachi Las Alteñas, and they're playing this Friday.
Jalisco soy, señores, de la tierra mexicana. Soy alteña por herencia, vete alegre campirana. Una flor muy jalisciense, donde quiera canta y gana.
No hay otra tierra más linda aquí en los alrededores, pues Jalisco es un sueño y todo en él de mil colores. Dios bendiga al que nacido en Jalisco, sí.
Soy hija de esa tierra donde el cielo es diferente, donde somos las mujeres, muy mujeres y valientes. Qué bonito es mi Jalisco y qué lindas son sus gentes.
De Jalisco soy, señores, cuna y alma del mariachi, donde el canto sabe a gloria, sobre todo en Tlaquepaque, donde se bebe agua en jarro y también un buen tepache.
Jalisco, mi tierra natal, ay, como quisiera volverte a mirar. Jalisco, Jalisco. siento en verdad
que cuando yo muera,
yo ahí quiero quedar.
Tema de las Alteñas by Mariachi Las Alteñas on KRTS Marfa Public Radio. I'm Rachel Lindley, and I'm joined on the line by a member of the group, Sandra Gonzalez. Hi again, Sandra. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. And the group will be performing as part of Ballroom Marfa's opening for their new show, Auto Body, and that is this Friday, September 30th. That community dinner at the Capri in Marfa is free. It's open to everyone, and that starts at 8:30. You can come out and have some food and watch the group perform. So in addition to coming out to Far West Texas, what else does the group have planned for it in the future? You said you were just in Vegas a little bit ago.
Yes, we were in Vegas, so hopefully we will have a chance to do a show again here pretty soon with Mariachi USA. Probably not until the spring of next year, unless something new is coming up, but probably the spring of next year we'll have some more performing in big concerts that are coming up, because they kind of let us know something might be pending, but then, you know, we'll go and we'll perform out in Houston, maybe Missouri, and they're trying to get us back to the south of the border again in Ohio, south of the border, the festival out there in Ohio. So we'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We love to go out and perform for everyone.
And this is your first performance in this area?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Well, great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I look forward to seeing you guys play on Friday.
Thanks so much. I hope everybody gets to go out there and enjoy it. It sounds like it'll be a really nice dinner. And we are very, very happy to come out there and perform. Thank you all for inviting us.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
No problem. Thanks again.
I'm Rachel Lindley, and this has been Talk at 10, the first installment of Talk at 10 today. We spoke with Sandra Gonzalez of Mariachi Las Alteñas, the finest all-female ensemble of mariachis in Texas. They hail from San Antonio, and they will be in Marfa on Friday. Again, that begins at 8:30. It's free, open to everyone, and it's at the Capri Events Space in Marfa, which is on Highway 90, right by the Thunderbird Hotel. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have Bert Compton. He is the owner of Marfa Gliders, and he'll be talking about 100 years of aviation in Presidio County, which will be celebrated on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to KRTS Marfa Public Radio.